Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, time now for the watch list, our guide to the best film and TV for the week ahead. And I'm joined today by arts journalist with the Irish Times, Nadine O'Regan, and host of the Here and Back Again podcast, Dave O'Callaghan. Welcome, guys.
Hello. How are you?
Okay, we do TV first. Nadine, Leonard and Hungry Paul. People will know the terrific Irish novel by Ronan Hessian. The BBC have made a TV show out of it. Does it work?
Yes, it is beautifully appropriate to the novel, which was such a glorious read. It's the story of these two young men who, one is a ghostwriter, his mum has died, he's working on a range of children's encyclopedias, and he's sort of living in the shadows, really. And when his mum dies, he's forced to, I suppose, adventure out more into life, but he's really not the kind of guy who wants to do this. And the whole series is just so sweet. And so it's kind of almost like TV for introverts or TV for people who like board games and Scrabble. It has a very unusual offbeat tone, which perfectly mimics the novel. And amazingly, Julia Roberts does the narration at the start of the series. She had read the book by Ronan Hessian and absolutely loved it. And apparently her agent got in touch with Ronan simply to say that she loved the book. And so they reached out and said, look, would you consider providing voiceover? And she said, absolutely. So there's a bit of Hollywood glamour in there as well. And also Jamie Lee O'Donnell from Derry Girls is the love interest in there. She's brilliant as a colleague who really kind of spurs the character played by Alex Lawther to sort of move out of his, I suppose, confines and into more
every
interesting terrain.
Every introvert's dream. Comes along and brings
she's the fire warden, and she tells him, you know, like, get out there, do things. And suddenly he's like the heart, boom, boom, he's gone. And he's figuring out how he's going to attract her and be charming. It's on BBC Two on Mondays at 10 p.m. And it's also on BBC Northern Ireland on Fridays, 9:30 p.m. Six-part series.
Just
will catch
the first two on Monday, tomorrow night.
Absolutely.
We're on Friday night. Okay. Dave, The Last Frontier on Apple TV. I'm loving this so far.
Oh, yes. Now, we've discussed before how much Apple is all about highbrow and prestige TV. This is so not none of that. This is the most ridiculous film. I adore it. So basically, it's Con Air with Jason Clarke, who I love, chasing after these convicts running across Alaska. Like, it's Dominic Cooper's in it, Johnny Knoxville. It is absolutely off the wall fun. It's going in places I didn't expect. It's from the guy who created Blacklist, so you know it's going to be a high concept idea. And if you just like watching stupid, enjoyable, no-brainer stuff,
but in Alaska as well,
in Alaska,
which is always
it's beautifully
a good
shot,
setting,
and it's kind of got that convict of the week, because you at the, in the first episode you see all the convicts and you're like, oh, there's that actor from thing, and but then they disappear, so they're obviously going to get chased in one of the episodes. But there's this backstory of something's happening in the CIA. Hayley Bennett is also fantastic as a kind of an alcoholic CIA agent, and everybody has a secret, and the secrets are slowly being revealed, and there was a big bombshell this week. Cannot recommend it enough if you want beautiful nonsense.
The Last Frontier on Apple TV, and there's, I think there's three or four
up there
already.
Yeah.
Okay. Nadine, The Diplomat is back for season 3 on Netflix. Now, I haven't watched any of this. Is it worth getting into?
So
because I need a show at the moment. Yeah.
It's so good.
Is it?
And when it start, if you like, three seasons now, the third season just started airing, and at the start, I remember somebody recommended it to me, and I was like, oh, I don't know about this. I don't know if I'd be into this story. It stars Kerry Russell as a veteran US diplomat who's unexpectedly appointed as the ambassador to the UK, and it's the last thing that she wants to do. And actually, when the series begins, it's quite slow to start, so it takes a few episodes to really get into it, but it starts absolutely kicking in. The writing is so good, the acting is so strong. Kerry Russell and Rufus Sewell are this married couple who don't know if they want to stay married anymore, but in the situation that they're in, they kind of have to stay married for appearances' sake. And there's great charisma from the two leads. There's great sort of tension between the fact that, like, her character, she really just does not want to do any of the nice soft skills diplomatic stuff. She doesn't want to wear any of the outfits, she's always sweaty, her hair is in a heap, she looks like she hasn't had a shower in 3 days. And it's one of those series that just picks up and picks up. So now that the third season has started, I don't want to give too much away, but Allison Janney has entered the room as the US Vice President, and things take a very unexpected turn at the end of series series, a season two, and the first episode of season three is absolutely
so three seasons
brilliant.
Of that there for anyone who's interested.
Like, watch
in,
the
on
whole
Netflix.
Thing.
Yeah.
You're going to enjoy it
okay.
so much.
Great. There's a show if you're stuck for a show, The Diplomat. Dave, you're obsessed with Knife Edge chasing Michelin stars on Apple TV.
Yeah, this is executive produced by Gordon Ramsay, and it's basically a show that looks at how do you earn a Michelin star. And there's a guy, Jesse Burgess is the presenter, and he's very charming, and he's the one going into the restaurants going, hey guys, you know, and he's just chatting away. But what you're doing, so the first two episodes are in New York, and then the second one is Chicago, and they're moving off to London and Mexico and all in future episodes. But you're following three restaurants in each episode, and you're seeing what they're doing to try get to the Michelin star level. So you're getting to see what it is that you need to get this. But then it kind of cuts to the actual Michelin star.
Oh, so you see if they get it or not.
So there's the judges, so there's then you see the judges, but it's from behind. It's like, you know, they're shadowed out and all that. So that's amazing to hear what they think. And then it gets to the ceremony. So you've got people trying to get the first star. You've got people who have one star are trying not to lose a star. And then you have people trying to get the second.
Super.
And it is gripping. Stuff and
really,
you will be so invested, and there'll be tears. I'm telling you now, and you'll be hungry watching it. But
Knife
it is
Edge,
amazing.
Chasing Michelin stars on Apple TV. Nadine, okay, we'll just do some briefly now, okay? So Harlan Coben, best-selling author, loads of his shows have been made into great TV shows, usually on Netflix.
Yes,
the new show Lazarus is on
Amazon Prime
from Wednesday.
From Wednesday. It is very moody, and there's an awful lot of backstory at the start, and it's the story of it follows Joe Lazarus, who returns home after his father, Dr. Jonathan Lazarus, played by Bill Nighy, dies by suicide, and Joel begins to have these very disturbing experiences. He starts seeing people who other people tell him are dead. He doesn't know whether he's got buried trauma happening. He doesn't know if some of his sister died 25 years before she was murdered. He doesn't know if there's some connection between his father's suicide and his sister's death. And so he sets out to investigate what exactly is happening, because he knows something is happening around him. He also thinks he's being followed. It's moody, it's tense. You know, it's very much of a piece, I guess, with Harlan Coben. So if you're into that kind of thing, you will be into that kind of thing.
Lazarus,
very efficiently done and very slick.
Okay, cool. Lazarus, Amazon Prime from Wednesday. Dave, we just jumped to a bit of cinema for a minute, because the Bruce biopic, Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, is in cinemas from next Friday. It stars Jeremy Allen White from The Bear, who, like, let's face it, was born to play Bruce. You've seen it?
Yes, I absolutely loved it. Scott Cooper, who did Crazy Heart, directed it, so you know the vibe. This is very like the Dylan one last year, where it's a moment in time about his making of the 1982 Nebraska album, and it's dealing with his depression, flashbacks to his father, who seems to be an abusive alcoholic. Stephen Graham is brilliant there as well.
Yeah.
And it's just wonderful. Now, I am not a Springsteen fan. I come from the school.
Sorry,
I'm from the school of Bon Jovi and My Chemical Romance. Yeah. They're my New Jersey kids. But what I'm saying here is Springsteen people are going to go to this no matter what.
Yeah.
But as a non-Springsteen fan, I absolutely loved it. His voice is amazing. He plays them so well. When he's singing, it's real. But
I'm surprised you weren't shot out of the cinema.
This is Jeremy Strong as John Lando, is understated Jeremy Strong.
The manager.
Yeah, sometimes he could take over the screen, but he doesn't. He kind of plays it. And it's all about watching how the record company are freaking out, because they want, obviously, the hits, whereas Bruce wants to record this kind of low-key album. It's absolutely fantastic. Highly recommend it to Springsteen fans and Bon Jovi fans.
Okay.
All right.
Nadine, this looks really interesting. Apple TV from next Friday. Ben Stiller has made a documentary about his parents. People will know Jerry Stiller as George Costanza's father would be the reference. Stiller and Mara, Nothing is Lost.
It's a documentary that at first glance seems like a bit of a vanity project. Ben Stiller creating a documentary about his parents. They're both passed, and he wanted to, in some ways, pay tribute to them. And so there is an element of a vanity project about that. But then also, it's also just a really, really well-made documentary that tackles really interesting subjects. He asks questions like, what does it mean to be the child of two actors who desperately, at least Jerry Stiller did, desperately wanted to succeed and would do anything to succeed? How is a child, or children in their case, he is his sibling as well, how are they potentially slightly neglected by virtue of the parents' attempt to become famous. And then also he draws his own family in. So his own kids interview him and they have some pretty acerbic comments too about what it's like to be the daughter or son of
Ben
Stiller.
And Stiller is such an interesting, thoughtful kind of guy, isn't he? Like,
just,
he's a bit of a genius.
But one other thing to say, his father documented everything about the family's lives. There were tapes and tapes and tapes and tapes. So it's so much footage.
Excellent.
So much good footage.
Love the sound
this
of that.
Was the surprise of the week for me.
Okay.
It's really great.
Stiller and Mara, Nothing Is Lost on Apple TV from next Friday. Thanks very much, Nadine O'Regan and Dave O'Callaghan. That's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.